WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, brain fog warriors. Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the tangled forest of thoughts that often make up our inner world. Ever feel like your mind's a playground where negativity throws a constant tantrum? You know that feeling, the inner critic whispering doubts, highlighting every flaw, and generally making you second-guess yourself. Well, guess what? We're tackling this head-on today. We're diving deep into the powerful, often underestimated weapon in our arsenal, positive self-talk. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and those thoughts are the seeds you plant. Are you nurturing blooms or letting weeds run rampant? Today, we'll learn how to swap those negative weeds for vibrant, life-affirming flowers. Ready to upgrade your inner dialogue from Debbie Downer to Oprah-level self-belief? Let's go. 5 key takeaways to blossom with positive self. Talk. First up, let's get crystal clear about what positive self-talk actually is. It's not about wearing rose-colored glasses and ignoring reality. That's just plain unrealistic. It's about acknowledging your experiences and feelings without letting negativity hijack the narrative. Imagine a tough situation, like missing out on that promotion you really wanted. Instead of drowning in, "I'm not good enough" thoughts, try shifting to, "This wasn't meant to be, but it's an opportunity to learn and grow." See? We're rewiring those thought patterns. Secondly, catch yourself before the negativity takes root. Ever notice how those negative thoughts often pop up unannounced, like a rogue firework in your mental garden? The trick is to become aware of them. Pay attention to those internal voices. What triggers them? Once you recognize them, you can start challenging their validity. Third, replace those pesky negatives with positive affirmations. Think of it like this. If you constantly tell yourself, "I can't do this," your brain starts believing it. Swap that out for something empowering like, "I am capable and resourceful," or "Every challenge is an opportunity to learn and grow." Repetition is key here, folks. The more you use these positive affirmations, the more your brain starts to embrace them as truth. Fourth, practice self-compassion. We're all human, prone to making mistakes and feeling down sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over it, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that even successful people experience setbacks. It's part of the journey. Offer yourself the same support and encouragement you would give a close friend. Finally, remember that positive self-talk is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when negativity creeps in, but don't get discouraged. Just keep practicing those positive affirmations, challenge your negative thoughts, and celebrate your wins, big and small. Relatable. Example, the job interview, jitters. Imagine you've landed an interview for your dream job. Exciting, right? But then those dreaded butterflies start fluttering in your stomach. You start replaying potential scenarios where things go wrong, your mind filled with thoughts like, "What if I mess up?" or "I'm not good enough." That's negative self-talk rearing its ugly head. Instead of letting those thoughts sabotage you, try this. Before the interview, take a few deep breaths and remind yourself, "I am prepared, I am capable, and I have something valuable to offer." Visualize yourself confidently answering questions and making a great impression. Remember, Every interview is a learning experience, even if it doesn't lead to the job. You're gaining valuable skills and confidence for future opportunities. Recap: cultivating your positive garden. We've covered a lot today, recognizing negative thoughts, challenging their validity, replacing them with positive affirmations, practicing self-compassion, and remembering that this is an ongoing journey. The key takeaway? You have the power to shape your inner world. By consciously choosing positive self-talk, you can cultivate a garden of resilience, confidence, and joy. Let's keep growing together. Ready to bloom into your best self? Share your experiences with positive self-talk in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. Don't forget to subscribe to the Brain Fog Detox for daily doses of wisdom and motivation. See you in the next episode, where we'll be exploring another powerful tool for conquering those mental fogs.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.